Low-level organizational structure is important. In this presentation, I'm going to go through Toyota's low-level organizational structure, and you can see if this is something you can use. The first question I ask is, how come organizational structure matters? Toyota has developed an organizational structure to create excellence while decreasing operational costs. Toyota makes an effort to minimize the human effort for operations. By looking at their organizational structure, they intuitively understand the minimal structure to produce a service or product. Once you understand the minimal structure, then you can build the support structure around it. By minimizing the organizational structure while keeping the business operational, needs to create a structure that can handle individuals' personal needs, such as vacations or doctor's appointments. Next, I will overview Toyota's low-level organizational structure. I want to make an important point here. This is how Toyota does it today. This presentation does not cover how they got there. First off, staff your business with the absolute minimal number of individuals to perform operations. These individuals are referred to as process operators. Each process operator has a responsibility to perform the process and also, as mentioned in Episode 3, document the process and post the document facing the walkway. Obviously, running with the minimum number of employees for operation incurs risk. All employees need time off, time for doctor's appointments, and so on. When these process operators are gone, it is critical that their processes keep operating. That's where the leads come into play. These are individuals that oversee process operators. While stepping into the process operator's shoes, they are able to operate that process. They are aided by the posted diagram of process activities. There are times when the leads group of process operators is missing more than one process operator. This would require a lead in another group to come over and perform that operation. Hands-on training within a leads group as well as outside a leads group is critical. The first challenge is one that we have already discussed, and that is missing process operators. If there's one thing you can anticipate, it's unanticipated problems. Of course, the most obvious one now is a pandemic. There could be others, such as in Texas, where the weather shut down their energy systems, or one common in the East, which is people missing workdays because of snow. Some of these unpredictable problems are more severe than others, but be clear, the above list is not complete. Every process map should represent the best practice for that process. There is no excuse for an out-of-date process map because the operation of the process can always be visually mapped against the actual process operation because the process map is displayed for all to see. Operate as lean as possible without incurring risk to the continuing operations. Toyota runs as lean as possible, but they moved into this configuration slowly and dynamically. Since their operations are changing near daily, the best practices represented by the documentation are constantly being updated. The responsibilities or activities performed by the process operators is consistently being updated. If you try to run as lean as possible, know that you're running up against the moving target. Training in this scenario really means keeping the leads up to speed. Each lead needs to perform the work of each process operator they oversee, along with most of the processes that another operator leads. This would cover the situation when one operator experiences the loss of two process operators. Next week, I'm going to discuss one of the best inventions ever, and that is the value stream. A value stream focuses on delivering value across departmental lines. The journey to greatness is neither fast nor easy. You can definitely adjust how fast you go, but not how easy it is. There is definitely a sequence to greatness. I built the website, www.buildyourtps.com, to guide businesses in their use of the tools of the Toyota Production System to take their systems to Six Sigma, just like Toyota.